Hello, listeners. If you like this show, please go to iTunes and subscribe. Rate and review our show. Thanks.
We've got two awesome sponsors, including Pizza Now and Complete Ag Resolutions, in case your tractor hits a cow. It's a TagCast podcast.
Wait.
And now, once again, it's time for the TagCast podcast with Terry and Gatch.
Can I be getting paid for this, boys?
The TagCast podcast starts right now.
You got no balls.
Calling all comas.
Everybody, it's 4:22 on an afternoon as I'm saying this, but it is episode 433.
Whoa.
I'm simply Gatch.
That's fucking awesome.
And across we're across the room. We're in a big dining hall. It's about 100 feet away. How's it going, Terry?
Pretty good. It takes a while for the signal to get over here.
It does.
How did you hear me so quick?
I can read lips with my binoculars.
Excellent. So, yes, I am Terry, and this is the TagCast podcast, and it's Friday.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel like I appear missing. Can you guys see me out there?
I tried.
It's a long ways across the room for me to even be able to see you. Queens of the Stone Age playing in the background from their upcoming release. What's it called?
Like Clockwork.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Thanks.
Yeah, you're right. I just have a bad brain.
Yeah, I didn't know where. I didn't know if the song was called Like Clockwork. I didn't know if the song was I Appear Missing, Calling All Comas, or...
I think it's just called I Appear Missing, but it says Calling All Comas.
In parentheses.
And in the song, so...
Uh-huh. That's the first line.
Yeah.
But he says... the other part of the lyric that I already forgot.
Right.
In it, I appear missing.
And I noticed, well, I didn't notice, but you had told me when you first heard this song that you were kind of enthralled with it. Like,
I can't listen to it once.
It's like a Lay's potato chip.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's... I don't know. I'm tuned into the drums on this track.
Yeah, Dave Grohl back behind the kit, which is nice to hear.
I mean, I don't know. I hate to say, because, I mean, I already know that... You're like number one fan. And I mean, you know,
he's got a lot of fans.
Of a drummer, you know, minded than I am, you know, as far as tuning in into that particular instrument when you're listening to something. But it seems to me like since the last time I've really... What was the last thing that he really drummed on, like came in with his, like, I'm Grohl drumming for the whole project. What was the last one before this?
Them Crooked Vultures, I believe.
All right. So, you know, I don't know if I could say that I see a tremendous growth from there, but definitely from the first Queens of the Stone Age he was on, which was also brilliantly drummed.
Yes.
So, I don't know what to say.
Yeah, but he's you'd mentioned how he's riding the crash a lot in that song,
mm-hmm.
and how you know, it sounded kind of new and different to you, like maybe he didn't do that much, but I think he did do that quite a bit, even on Nirvana. Maybe not a lot in Songs for the Deaf,
mm-hmm.
but it's just something you got to listen for. And if it catches your ear when you're not listening for it, you're like, "Whoa, that crash has just got me!" Like,
and it might be a different produced thing, or maybe even just a different kit. Didn't I hear something about him maybe getting behind a different kit for this album?
I think he's still rocking the same different kit that he started playing in the Vultures, where it was more than just a four-piece, and he actually has another floor tom on the left side of him,
mm-hmm.
Next to the hi-hat.
Yeah.
And an extra tom. So he's got
two
mounted toms, two floor toms on the right, and another floor tom on the left for kind of, cause
maybe that's what it is, because he's known for his tom stuff, but most of it, you know, is very, you know, he doesn't have a lot of toms usually.
Right, but he still, when he only has a four-piece set, he still makes it sound sometimes like he's playing like a double bass seven-piece kit or something, just because he utilizes it so well. He's a utilitarian, whatever that means.
He uses stuff.
Yeah. Is that what that means, when you're a utilitarian?
Know.
That's the latest album from Napalm Death. Yeah. Utilitarian.
I wanted to give an update because on Wednesday I talked about some birds up in my nest.
Now, I thought it was a different room, but when I pulled up today, I noticed it must be the room right here.
Yeah. And it was under the air conditioner up there.
Right. I saw the picture that you posted on Facebook.
And so I...
Are those birds still in there right now?
Yeah, they moved to the shirt. I checked on them after the first day, and I went and I uncovered the shirt.
You're such a good house guest.
And, yeah. And, I didn't see him in the nest anymore, and so I was flipping the shirt around, you know, the sleeves and stuff, and then all of a sudden this bird, brah, beak wide in its arms. I thought it was Jurassic Park, scared the crap out of me, and so it showed me they were still there. I looked online, and it says that they don't abandon their nests that easily, but they should come back every couple hours to feed them, and if you don't see that, then... But there's two of them in there.
But then what are you supposed to do if they don't come back?
You can call a bird,
bird feeder.
Yeah, they'll come and rescue birds if you want, but, you know, I don't know what they're so young. They do have their wing feathers, but not fully feathered elsewhere. But I see signs of mom. I see bird poop all over near the window, like in my room.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Not really, but.
Because I can't close the window, and so... they're coming, they're getting fed. I haven't had to chew up any of my worms yet.
We talked about that, me and my wife. I was like, yeah, you might have to chew up some worms and spit them in their mouth. And she's like, I'm not surprised, but she goes, I was amazed that he was so worried about it. He's like, well, what do? I don't want to touch the birds. I don't want to touch the nest.
Yeah, well,
I mean, they're going to come back.
I did poke around in there. You know, when I first checked out the air conditioner until I realized there's movement in there. And then, you know, I mean, I don't know. I don't like squawking babies, you know. It's hard to like really want to do something
like that. Just shove them out the window, you know, something stupid or rude like that. But, you know,
just
I was talking about.
Just push them off the edge.
Having a little bird poop in your surrounding areas. There is a place in front of my house, and there's a big tree across the street. And then there's a power pole across the street, which is on my side of the street.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a road in between the tree and the power pole. Now, there's this area of the street that's probably, it's as wide as the street, which is, it's a small side street in Brownsville that doesn't have any yellow lines on it. But
two cars, probably.
It's got enough room for two cars.
Yeah.
And so it's two cars wide. And it's an area that's about, if you turned it sideways, about two or three cars wide, that's just covered with bird shit. Just this one area of the, literally it looks like someone took a paintbrush.
Is it over, underneath the line?
There's nothing above it. That's the weirdest fucking thing.
Not even like a power line?
Nope. There's a tree on one side and a power line on the other where the power lines just go down the street, but they don't go across the street right there. So apparently, they must fly... Because you can see the poop is all splattered.
Does it look like a crosswalk?
Well, no. It looks like someone tried to paint a crosswalk and they were like two.
Yeah.
And they didn't make any lines. They just kind of flicked paint everywhere. But if you were a trajectory expert, you know, like those splatter people.
Dexter.
Yeah. You would be able to tell, well, those birds were flying this direction and they were going about this fast. So they probably took off out of this tree and were going to light on the other side of the street. And maybe a car was driving and it just scared the shit out of them. But I have never seen this much bird shit in one area.
It makes me, I mean,
where there's,
you know,
not
they
something
fly
above
in patterns typically, you know, but I mean, that would have to be a heavy migration of birds.
Obviously they shit in patterns as well.
Yeah. That would have to be a pretty heavy migration of birds. Cause I don't see birds going like, oh, there is birds 30 minutes ago that took this path. I mean, how would you know that?
Right.
So there must be something going on over there. Is there like a house that has like a big old bird house, a bird feeder like over there, or
a
tree?
There's a big maple tree that's really big. That's right in front of if you're listening, Bobby Jordan from Vowel Movements, that tree right in front of your old house. which I also have a funny story that I'll segue about you and that house. But it's the tree, Bob, that we used to have the treehouse in with the boards, the little pieces of wood for, you know, and we'd get up there and sit in the treehouse, and then I'd be too scared. It was always easy to climb up, but when you get back down, it's like scary when you're a kid. Sure. So anyway, this tree is big. It's old. It's been there forever, and apparently the birds just sit in that tree, and then they fly across the street, and right when they take off, they just take a shit. But the other story...
Maybe what they're eating, the bugs that they're getting off of that maple tree are giving them, like, diarrhea. And they're like, holy shit, I got to go. And then they don't even make it very far before it starts. Like
they don't want to shit in their own tree.
Yeah.
We live in this tree. We're not... Don't shit where you eat, my friend. Yeah, wiener. So this is the other story about that house where the bird shitters are. There's a little kind of punk rock kid that lives down the street. I think he just turned 20. He always wears, like, a trendy little sport coat. Like a hipster kind of, and his hair is usually green or pink or blue or blonde. He plays guitar. He likes power pop punk, mostly like Green Day and Blink 182 and this and that. And so he was at my house the other day, and I can't remember how we got on the subject, but I said something about Mr. T Experience.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, well, you know those guys? I love those guys. I go, you love those guys? I go, my best friend that lived right across the street, right in that house right there, he's in the Mr. T Experience. He's like, no way. I was like, yeah, he didn't join till like the 2000s. And those guys have been around since the early 90s.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he toured Japan with them. He toured the U.S. with them. And he's like, whoa, I guess Brownsville's not such a lame place after all.
And did he tell him Stand By Me? Did he know about the Stand By Me?
Yeah, but punkers don't care about that.
Dude, it was a dead fucking body.
You guys want to go see a dead body?
And if you, as a punker, you have to like Kiefer Sutherland's early stuff with like the Lost Boys and stuff like that, right?
So, Bobby, you're kind of a star to where this 20-year-old punk rock kid from Brownsville, it enlightened him and it made him feel that Brownsville's not such a bad place to be if the bass player from Mr. T Experience could have grown up there.
Yeah.
And I told him that you also played with Kevin Seconds and he had just about shit his drawers. He's like, he toured with 7 Seconds in Europe. Oh, my God. Brownsville's not so bad.
I get that same reaction sometimes. I tell people I played with TSOL.
Uh-huh.
And then people flip out.
And then you say I played with MDC, too.
Yeah, and then they flip out again. And then I'm like, I've never listened to either of those bands. And then they're even a bigger, what?
Except for the night that I watched them play after we did.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't know any of their songs.
And everybody was singing along except for me. To what was that? The big MDC, no, TSOL hit, Blue.
Blue something. See, that's how big of fans we are.
Yeah.
We just use it for bragging rights.
Yeah.
Yeah, we opened for TSOL. No big deal. That was one of like Jeff Hanneman's favorite bands. No big deal. They're just one of the fucking main influences of so many fucking people.
You know what Jeff Hanneman still love?
Is he?
He just went Amish.
Oh. Did you know that Bob Marley was buried with his red guitar and a bud of marijuana and a Bible open to the 23rd Psalm?
Really?
I wonder if that bud's still good.
Probably.
I wonder if it's just like brown Jamaican dirt weed.
It probably is. I mean,
because it was like mid to late 70s when
they should. Why don't you know what they? Oh man, this is going to be a brilliant idea right here.
Okay.
Do humans basically turn to fertilizer after a while?
If you have a good enough coffin, I don't believe you do.
No, this is what I'm proposing: is you have a coffin made out of like the paper with the seeds, with like hemp seeds in there, so like
it grows weed out of you.
Yeah.
After you decompose.
Yeah, or maybe you could just like, what if they buried you and there was a hole in the center of your coffin, and in your hands they put like a pot plant. And so like the big old pot bush just grew out from your grave.
Smoke. That's about as good as I want to have my body burnt up and have the ashes sprinkled in with some weed and have my friend smoke me, man.
Yeah.
That's what Cheech or Chong always said.
Do you think contortionists ever get buried in suitcases?
They should.
I know.
Just to save space.
Yeah.
Or like in a little kid coffin.
Yeah. Or just go like, you know, I just, after I die, just put me in a suitcase and throw me around and freak people out.
Yeah. Just throw me around.
That might be what I will ask.
just stuff me in a suitcase. If you have to break any bones, it's cool because I won't feel it.
Yeah, just use my dead body to freak people out, please.
And I remember that I said please.
Yeah.
So I've been looking at this site because there's lots of funny things on here. It's on Facebook. And I want to know if you can corroborate this post right here. This says that Shaquille O'Neal, Shaq in parentheses in case you didn't know.
Yeah, I know.
He only made one three-point shot in his entire NBA career. That's true?
Yeah.
What the fuck facts? That's what that is.
Well, the thing is, big guys don't typically make good long shooters. Your guards are the small, fast guys, and they're on the perimeter, your center, which Shaq was. I mean, he was like 7'1".
He just stood under the basket and went, dunk.
Or you wait for the ball to be that, or you screen a guy. You know, you go up top and you stand there and don't move, and then you let the guard go around you, and then you knock the other guy on his ass.
Yeah.
You know, or you set up plays. You're not typically look to... I mean, he couldn't even hit from the free throw line. So,
well, you see him when he's lining up for the free throw. He's all fucking cross-eyed looking.
Yeah. Yeah, at one point in his career, and it wasn't, he'd only had like 1 or 2 years left at the most, I looked and he'd only taken like 9 shots, which from, I would imagine are all probably like buzzer beater shots. Like you have the ball and you
gotta throw it.
Yeah, you know, because, you know, you're just taking it. Because I don't see them ever really like looking at him for the three, but I'm surprised he made one.
Yeah. I guess I'd never really thought about it, but I know he had a long career, and being an MVP, you just don't really think, well, only 1 3-point shot. But
that was the big deal about Rasheed Wallace, because he was like 6'11", 7 feet, and he also could shoot the three.
Yeah.
So, you know, he pulled the, when a big guy has to guard a guy like that and he's out on the perimeter, you take that big guy out of the center, then all your guys can just drive right in.
Yeah, and he's kind of pulling double duty because he can do both things. But
Wow. This is the sports show.
Hey, quit it. Quit it. No sports. Let's go back to something else. This is kind of funny. It's a what the fuck fact. A man in Florida had to have half of his body amputated after being run over by a truck. It was called... The truck was owned by his bargain supermarket that he owned called the Half Man, Half Price Store.
What? I'm not buying that. Well, I guess, is that true?
It's as true as any of these are on here because I don't know. It's just a Facebook site that's called What the Fuck Facts.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And it just has all these weird things like honey is the only food that will not rot. A jar of honey may remain edible for over 3,000 years.
Oh, I believe that.
Yeah. Andre the Giant.
But it would harden after a while, though, right? Because it kind of becomes like a sugar cane.
Unless you had it super sealed, I guess.
Yeah.
Andre the Giant has been unofficially crowned the greatest drunk on Earth for once consuming 119 beers in 6 hours.
Huh? Yeah. I was just listening to, and we've talked about this before, I was listening to some Valve Movements the other day, and they were talking about... that picture of Andre the Giant where he's got his hand around the beer can and it looks like a little, like one of those 6 ounce cans that they had for a while.
Hey, do you think that you are, I know you're pretty innovative and you've always got lots of good ideas.
Every idea I have is brilliant.
All right, we'll see if you can come up one for this because it's a high dollar. Bill Gates is offering $100,000 for anyone who can invent a high-tech next-generation condom.
That's not bad. Research and development.
They've been forever the same, just a piece of rubber. Mm-hmm. Now, what could you do to make it better and more
high tech? How much do you think he has, like, personally vested in that emotionally? Like, my wife insists I still use a condom. God damn it. I'm tired of them. Like, I'll give $1 million.
No, $100,000.
Or I'll give $100,000.
Yeah, don't get carried away.
I saw a picture the other day going around on Facebook with Bill Gates holding a sign that said, dude, it's about time I give back to people. If you share this, I will give you $5,000.
Dude, I've seen that like 3 months ago, and I saw it recently as well. And it's funny how people share it, and then they comment and say, well, I doubt if it will, but I just hope this works. It's like those pictures that say, put star 7 in the comments and watch the magic happen on this picture. You won't believe what happens.
Dude, I was watching, I was watching, this is similar on Jon Stewart last night, that lady that was abducted by pirates a while ago. I don't know the whole story. I don't know what it was. I don't know any of the background details on it. But she was talking about how they're in it's a clan system that they live in, right? You know, because they all come together and they all, you know.
Right, yeah.
As a pirate. And so she said that the ransom that they wanted was $45 million or something like that. And what they thought, I mean, their thinking was that there's 45 million people or whatever in the U.S. If everybody came in like together like they would and each pitched in a dollar, it would be nothing.
Yeah. But no, how...
But, you know, I mean...
You can't get anybody.
So they thought, they think like we would just, when they kidnap somebody and demand a ransom like that, they just assume that we'd just be able to pass around a hat.
Just everybody give a dollar.
Yeah. I've tried that with, I wanted to buy the Oakland Raiders. And I thought of...
The team?
Yeah. If all the Oakland Raider fans each chipped in a dollar, we could buy the team.
Well, you could buy the team. Well, I guess, who would own it?
Well, we'd all get one stock. Would cost a dollar.
It'd be like Bi-Mart?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, you would all get a vote and who we drafted. Huh. It would be a very tough thing to run. You would probably just, like, put it in the hands of somebody, like, get a director to run the whole fucking thing.
Right.
You know, a GM or a president. And, you know, it could be Green Bay does the same thing. I mean, they're publicly owned by the city.
Yeah. Well, it's a great idea, kind of like most of yours, but I don't think you could get... Even if everybody, I don't know, how many fans of the Raiders is there? How much would it cost to buy the team?
I would say it'd probably be...
100 million?
No, it'd be more than that. I'd probably say about 300.
So there's no way that there's 300 million Raiders fans.
Are you sure?
Well, there's only 45 million people in America.
Well, I can guarantee that I could find a million football fans that would be interested in buying a team.
A million?
A million.
That's oh, yeah, 1 million. Yeah, because there's 45.
That'd be
yeah.
$300 a piece, huh?
Yeah.
It's a heavy investment.
Yeah, especially on today. On today.
And then you wouldn't even own that much of it. You'd own 1/1 millionth.
That's not very good. Oh, man.
It probably cost you more to print out the stocks on the paper. You'd spend all your money doing that.
Yep. Scratch that idea.
Got any money left to buy the team?
Yeah, but I'm going to keep it all just for whatever.
Yeah.
For all the trouble I tried to go to.
Yeah. Owning the team.
So we've talked about beastie or bestiality a few times here on the show. What do you think? This is a question for you before I get into this story. What do you think that the weirdest animal that someone has been arrested for having sex with, or what? If you thought, like, what could I do to freak someone out? What kind of animal? You know, it's all been done. You got the horse
say,
fuckers. You got chicken fuckers,
dogs,
right?
Horse.
What else is
any farm animal
pig,
of
sheep.
Like four leg? You know, it automatically dismisses common,
right? which is weird.
Common for bestiality's sake.
But what would be the bestiality? What would be the
A fish would be really weird.
Whoa.
Guinea pig would be really weird.
Oral sex from a fish.
Anything that's really weird, that would be weird.
It's all slimy. And wonder if you could get like a big sturgeon.
Just end up like, you know how when you put your finger in the gills and then you pull them out and it's kind of like they're almost like pointy?
Yeah.
You'd be all like, oops, I missed it right in the gill.
Oh, right in the giller. So there's this guy from Chicago area out in Illinois. He faces a charge of misdemeanor animal cruelty after police said he sexually abused his pet peacock.
I didn't hear a little bit about this. Well, that's all I heard, but man, that
is so beautiful.
How?
It probably had its whole fan feathered out with all those beautiful turquoise and green.
Well, I know. Yeah, I could see the attraction. I just don't see the penetration.
Well, the bird died while they were investigating him.
While they were investigating him?
Well, they were investigating the guy.
Or they, while they were having sex.
His name is so close to a famous sports star that I just want to say his name's David Beckham. But it's actually David Beckman.
Huh.
He is 64 years old. And, the bird died. I didn't finish the sentence. Sorry. The bird died while they were investigating Beckman about an alleged case of indecent solicitation of a child.
Ooh.
So he's an all-around bad guy.
That doesn't mean anything that he was going to have sex with a child, though. Maybe he was just wanting to pay the kid to have sex with the peacock because he's like, hey, if I do it, it's going to die.
Or watch it. Just watch
it. Yeah, that's what he wanted to do. He wanted to watch it, but he didn't want to do it himself because he knew the consequences.
Yeah, and the peacock's name was Phil, but it was spelled P-H-Y-L. Which is just
Pahyl?
File.
It's like Pahyl.
Oh, it's a pet. Oh, file.
Oh, my God. That guy has a sick sense of humor along with sick sensibilities. So, did he? I just want to know, what I really want to know is how big is a peacock's vagina?
I wonder if I could Google that. Well, I can Google anything, but I wonder.
Well, just look at peacock giving birth.
No, I don't want to look at that.
Well, they just lay eggs, right?
I guess, because they're...
I put it in her egg hole.
Look at that. He kind of looks like Drunk Wade.
Oh, Jesus. Dude, that guy looks like a singer.
A singer?
Yeah. What he could be a singer in a rock and roll death metal band.
Court records confirm that he also faces 3 charges of harassment by telephone, unlawful possession of drug paraphernalia, 2 counts of marijuana possession, attempted indecent solicitation of a child, cruelty to animals, and 2 counts of battery.
He has that crazy Gigi look in his eyes.
I know. And he looks like he's...
That's why it would be a great album cover. Like, you put some shades on that and you slap, what was his first album? Gigi's. No Rules, the one with that one.
Yeah.
I know it wasn't No Rules, but...
The early one?
Yeah, where with him in the sunglasses and says Gigi Allen up top. And
oh,
then,
yeah, I can't remember the name of it.
The one with the songs that were actually, like, he kind of sang.
Yeah, and he sounded a lot younger. Beat, 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 beat on me, babe.
Yeah.
It was, like, punky, more punky than just, like, wah!
And he ran around with his long hair and his glam garb.
Yeah. Somebody posted on here, that's really flipping the bird.
I mean, was it doggy style?
No, it was peacock style.
Or was he like, get on your back, peacock?
It was Bangham style. David Beckman style.
Yeah, because I don't know. I mean, if you're going to, wouldn't you just want to feel those bird legs like sitting on your shoulders?
Yeah.
Like the bird legs resting there.
Now, here's someone on the other side of the fence. They're like, I can't imagine why they would charge him with the crime. Isn't screwing your peacock just a lifestyle choice? The article did say peacock, not peahen. So that means any of you people that have anything bad to say are just homophobes. Because a peacock is a male.
Is that true?
I believe so. My guess is the peacock liked it just like the infants that Alfred Kinsey raped. So what's wrong with it? I mean, after all, our sex laws and psychiatric books are based on what Kinsey said, right?
Yeah.
So what's all the fuss about?
There was a mayor in Osaka, I think it is, Japan. He recently said that...
Oh, suck on my dick.
He said, exactly. He said that in World War II, it was necessary to have sex slaves, basically. Women that were there just to, they should offer it up for the men.
Yeah.
That's what he basically said.
That's what sex slaves are for.
Yeah. He said they shouldn't have a problem with it. And I thought, man, that is such a step back. But they were the Axis. So, I mean, right? I don't know. Do you think that's true? I mean, there always is, I guess. Like, right? I mean, there's always somebody willing to go, hey, I like a uniform, I'm sure, right?
Right. So I'm typing in how big is a peacock, and it says how big is a peacock poop.
Ooh.
How big is a peacock egg? How big is a peacock? It won't say vagina.
How big is a peacock or a corn crop?
Oh, wait, it wasn't a vagina, though. It was a male.
Oh, well, if it was a male, that's just wrong.
You're just
I mean, not that there's anything wrong with that, but, I mean, I don't know. You think you'd want to, that should be consensual.
Yeah, you'd think, because he didn't have no.
Is it wrong though, if the peacock comes onto you?
I don't see how you could be held responsible if it was just like coming up and like rubbing its fancy tail and
doing its little mating thing as if you were a peacock, right? Because they do their little mating things,
right?
And they, what's that? They get their plume going. The guy was just turned on by his plume. You can't blame him. It was, if you're a peacock and you don't want it in the butt, don't be flashing your plume around.
That's right. But I can't find any. How big is a peacock?
Just look up peacock vagina in Google Images.
I don't know if I want to do that. Scared? Yeah. Here's a video from YouTube called How to with Penguin Peacock Butt.
Must be, is that some guy's name?
Must be. I don't even want to click on it. But anyway, yeah, enough about that bestiality, I guess, for now. Don't go fucking peacocks.
Yeah, there's bears up in Russia. They're getting high on jet fuel.
Bears?
Yeah, I think they're old jet fuel barrels, and they go out there and they roll them out up in the... in the wilderness up there, and then they pass out. They're basically huffing and getting high, and
then they do bear rolls down the hill.
No, they dig holes in the thing and pass out. They're getting stoned and they're getting addicted to it.
That is awesome.
This was on a site about drug and alcohol addiction.
What does that have to do with drug and alcohol?
Well, they're addicted to jet fuel.
But it's bears.
Yeah. So.
So that's, I don't know. That's weird. I thought that would probably be for humans.
All right, and so I looked up peacock vagina on the web, and it says 2 years after fighting dryness with pills, gels, and rings.
Whoa.
All righty.
Huh.
Oh, here's some. Oh, I got lots of images for peacock vagina.
Yeah, but that's a oxymoron.
They're all tattoos.
Oh. That makes more sense then.
Yeah. People get vaginas of, or people get tattoos of peacock vaginas, I guess.
I've seen a lot of butterfly vaginas.
I mean,
tattoos of butterflies on vaginas.
I thought you meant like you were examining some, did you see I posted a Rolling Stone poll by the readers the other day about, top 10 worst bands of the 90s?
I did see the post, and I was surprised to see that Nirvana was in there.
Well, Nirvana's a divisive band. It's the fans that polled.
Well, Creed was number one. Nirvana was number five.
Mm-hmm. And Rolling Stones said themselves in the article that clearly the people that voted Nirvana to number five don't know what they're talking about. That was Rolling Stones... editorial on the fan thing, you know, Rolling Stone, whatever.
Yeah.
But, Creed. Yeah. And I read, there was a story in there that said, and this sounds odd, but it could be true. I tried to picture, what this party was going on at this party, I guess, but, a picture came up with Scott Stapp getting a blowjob next to Kid Rock on the internet.
Whoa.
And Kid Rock said the most embarrassing part of that picture being leaked was people finding out that he was hanging out with Scott Stapp.
That's probably true. it's on the internet, you know, it's true. And he's like, God, I...
Yeah. And I'm like, so I'm sitting there, and how does that go down? Does it like... like a guy, you're just getting a blowjob there, and Kid Rock's just hanging out with a beer in his hand next to you. Like,
doesn't he get up and leave?
You would think. Like, well, like I better go and do something else.
It's a big show, probably with Creed and Kid Rock. You're backstage after the show. The hose are flowing like fucking a garden hose.
Sure. So, yeah, there's probably you girls lining up to suck your cock
and
if you're
like,
in Creed.
All right, well,
unfortunately,
you're looking good. All right, come back to the backstage area. And then it's like, oh, hey, Kid Rock, what's up? I love that new song of yours called Cowboy. It's awesome. I like when it says radio edit. That's awesome. Who thought of that? And it's like, oh, wait, this chick, whoa, she's sucking my dick. He's like, bro, she's sucking your dick. That's fucking hard.
Bam.
Hard. Like, that's tight.
Yeah.
That guy, her mouth's not that tight, though, because she keeps opening it. Opening it. Opening it. Yeah, I think if I was backstage chilling with some dudes from a tour and blowjobs started happening and it wasn't happening to me, I would probably get up and go get a beer or go get a blowjob.
Exactly.
It's like, wait a minute. I'll have what he's having, but I'm going to go in the other room.
Yeah.
So there's only one room, man. The writer only calls for one huge green room. Sorry.
Did you hear about those people being arrested for prostitution out of the senior at home?
No.
They're like 70 and 84 or something like that. These guys got busted.
But who were there? Were the prostitutes that old too?
No, I think they're, I don't think so.
Did you hear anything about a local prostitution ring getting busted recently?
No.
Living in Albany? I did, but not from any news source, so I don't know whether that's true, and I didn't look into it, so I just figured I'd ask you real quick and then make everybody wonder.
No, I did not.
Okay, cool.
And I don't have any further news on that other one. I just know if you, well, senior citizens, yeah, they got busted up. They were providing services for people, other people living in there, I guess.
Right on.
But they had, they did back records and they were all clean. So I'm wondering, do you just plan this out at 20? You're like, when I get into the retirement home, I'm going to open up a prostitution ring.
Probably just something that happened.
I'm living a clean life until then.
It's just something that happened. And once you get to that age, you're like, what the fuck are they going to do? Put me in jail for life? What's that, 2 years? If you're 80, life isn't that big of a sentence.
Yeah. Yeah.
It would still suck to lose the last few years of your freedom.
It would. Yeah. Well, you'd have meals.
Yeah.
What's your favorite Bill Hader character?
I was watching the Zach Galifianakis episode the other night because I didn't get to watch it when it happened.
It's not Stefan, is it?
No. That other dude that he does on Updates sometimes, that bald politician guy.
Oh,
James
yeah.
James Carville or something. He's pretty funny. But he does so many characters. I don't know. I kind of also like his game show host guy.
Oh, he is brilliant as a game show host.
And that one game show where it was a Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Zach Galifianakis knew everything, but they only asked him like general knowledge questions, which he had no idea about.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
But yeah, as a matter of fact, the first time I ever did stand up over 2 years ago, at the Black Forest in Eugene, and a guy came up to me and he's like, anybody ever tell you look like that guy from Saturday Night Live? And I was like, oh, that one guy? And he's like, yeah, you know who I'm talking about, right? I was like, Chevy Chase? David Spade? Chris Rock? I don't know. There's like 800 guys from Saturday Night Live. Which one guy are you talking about?
You don't look like Chris Rock that much.
Oh, yeah.
Except for your fro.
Yeah. And so he said, no, you know that one guy. He's kind of new and he does that one, and I finally just, oh, new guy. So I went through my head and thought he's the only person that I kind of look like because he's got dark hair. But I think he played a Steven Tyler a couple times. He does a good Steven Tyler.
Hader?
Yeah.
No. Did you? Well, he's leaving.
Aw.
He announced after 8 years. How old do you think he is?
I don't know, but did you know that he was a writer for South Park?
No, I believe it, though. I
found that out watching that 6 Days to Air.
No. Oh.
Which is
I watched that.
And he
saw him on.
He was one of the main contributors to the last few seasons, which is kind of cool, I guess.
So, how old do you think he is?
I'm going to think that he's probably looks a little younger than he is. I'd say about 33.
Bam!
Seriously?
So close.
Oh darn!
34.
When was his birthday?
I don't know. I'm thinking about making a segment because I was listening to one of our shows the other day when I said, oh, that's close every time. And you were never close. And I was like, that might just be a segment where I ask some questions that you can't possibly answer, then say that's close.
Oh, that was so close. And you're like, oh, what was it?
Yeah.
That's way different.
Another guy leaving SNL. Seth Meyers.
Oh, well, I heard he's getting his own show now. It's official.
Yeah.
He's taken over for Fallon.
Mm-hmm.
He's taken over for...
That's the SNL block right now.
So pretty
right?
much it's just going to be Saturday Night Live people.
You think Tina Fey is going to be involved, maybe showrunning? She could showrun for both of those shows just like she did on 30 Rock.
Is it done now?
30 Rock? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know that there's a black comedian named Donald Glover.
Yeah.
he wrote for 30 Rock for like 3 seasons. He just had a couple specials on Comedy Central a couple mm-hmm. years ago.
He's on Community.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. And I didn't even know all that stuff. I remember seeing the first special, thinking, wow, this guy's pretty funny. New comedian.
He's funny. Kind of family friendly, though.
A little bit.
You know, I don't think he goes for that, but I mean, that's just the stuff that he talks about.
He was doing an N-word bit where he was saying, if anybody calls you the N-word in public, you pretty much have the free reign to do whatever you want. Mm-hmm. You can, like, break glass and just, if you're in a store, just knock over counters of stuff. And they're like, what's that guy's problem? It's like, oh, somebody called him a nigger. It's like, oh, I was like, let him go.
Hey,
he deserves to do whatever he feels he has to do. It doesn't work that way with, like, a fag.
He's pretty good with facial expressions and stuff like that.
Oh, he does some impersonations.
Yeah.
He did a pretty good Obama.
Yeah, he does a lot of...
And Chris Rock.
Writing on Community. I always think... I didn't realize that Dan Harmon, who we talked with about Seth and one of he did like 4 episodes or something with him one episode, but Harmontown. I don't know the whole Harmontown. I guess it's a podcast kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. When we talked about Community and I asked those guys what they thought about Community, Seth and Dylan on Wednesday.
Yeah, they said they liked
the first 3 seasons. But I heard they're trying to woo Dan Harmon back in because it was picked up for a 5th season.
Oh, because he got fired, huh?
Yeah. Well, I think it was a big creative difference. They didn't want to... I don't know what the story was, but
right.
It was like an artist versus of a creative freedom kind of a thing, I think.
Yeah.
And so, you know, obviously, I'm always going to side with the artist on that.
Faux show.
But, that'd be cool if he came back and they gave him creative control because it was obviously better when he was behind the helms. You know, each episode is kind of weird and funky and it's just...
See, I only watched a few episodes of, like, the first season, so...
I don't find all of the
really
characters that lovable.
Yeah, it didn't grab me that much.
You know, but they're... Almost every show is, like... I don't know. There's not really that much of a continuing storyline other than they're just in
school.
And then that one Chinese guy from The Hangover, this whole season, he's had Changnesia. So he doesn't know who he is and nobody believes him. Changnesia. That's because his name's Chang.
Changnesia. What? Yep. You never do blow before?
Here's the name.
Sometimes you pass out.
Anyang.
Hello. Anyang. Hello.
I put that on my Facebook wall the other day, and then somebody PM'd me and said, why are you annoyed?
Anyang.
And I'm like...
Why did they think you were annoyed?
Because Anyang looks like annoying.
Oh, annoying.
I know. So, yeah, it quickly went from, that's not what I said, to, well, I kind of am now.
Yeah, now I'm just going to remove the post. Thank you very much for fucking everything up.
Yeah.
So you have a sister, right?
I do.
You don't have any brothers?
No. Any brothers? I got brothers from other mothers.
Right on. I'm kind of glad I only have one brother. Not that there's anything wrong with being gay, but I read a fact just now. Each older brother that a man has raises his chance of being gay by 33%.
Wow.
Now, how in the hell could they come to that?
Because you're picked on.
So
that's what I would think
it
would be.
And that if you have 6 older brothers, this amount of people with 6 older brothers has way more gay people than these group of people who only have 2 older brothers. Is that how they would have to?
I think that you would probably suffer from a lower self-esteem because you would probably be picked on quite a bit by those other brothers.
Right.
Especially if there's a bigger age difference, like, 16, 17, 18, and then you're like 12.
Ooh. Yeah, so say if you were the oldest, and if they had a study, maybe it would say, like, each younger brother that you have raises your chances of being a wife beater by 33%.
That might be true.
Just because they're always beating up on their little brothers.
Yeah, and the younger brother, they're probably, if it's the youngest brother, they're probably heavily mothered, I would imagine.
Because they're the baby.
Yeah. And so, I don't know if that, and that would, and chances are the dad's gone by that time. Like, he's getting around to the teen years, right?
Yep. Divorce is already happened.
Yeah. So, so, a little TV news I got for you. Celebrity Apprentice coming down to the final two. Trace Atkins and Penn Jillette, two guys who are 6 foot six and ponytailed.
What happened to your big screen? You said you had some little TV news.
Oh, yeah. I didn't realize the TV was on. You've probably been watching the news.
Yeah. It's 66 in Lake Oswego right now.
Right on.
Degrees.
Yeah.
And they've repaved a road at 5th and Spring Cabaret.
I hope that's in Albany because 5th needs it really bad.
No, it's in Portland.
Damn it. Also, Breaking Amish is back on for a second season. The one of the guys is getting the gang back all together for some more drama.
Awesome.
Yeah, and I saw a clip of one of the girls, and I swore she was wearing a... I don't know if this is a new fashion thing or what, but I swore she was wearing a wig over her hair. Because she had, like, a full head of black hair, and then on top of that, it was, like, blonde hair, so I didn't know if she had, like, half of her hair.
A lot of girls do that now. They'll, like, dye the underside of their hair to where the underlayer is black.
So, like, looks like you have two full heads of hair. Maybe she just had a lot of more hair than typical people, and she's ex-Amish, so she's just, like, not really quite
so is she not
caught up.
Amish at all now? So she's
She was Mennonite, actually. Which
so is she, like, even Amish-ish?
No, I think she's pretty shunned.
I want to say Amish-ish because Zach Galifianakis had that joke on Saturday Night Live.
Oh, yeah, the Amish.
Yeah, which I think it should have been Amish-ish.
Yeah, would've Amish-ish. Been-
Like, because he set up the joke, and he's like, he sort of has a beard, and he kind of is a Mennonite. He's Amish. Should have been Amish-ish.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. Zach, sorry, I'm just trying to help you. You know, you're stealing jokes from fucking Bobcat Goldthwait.
Yeah.
And
I think he, I don't know, is there, as a comic on stage, is there any, like, panic jokes that you have? Like, you know, like, your mind goes blank, and you panic, and you just throw out a random joke, and then next thing you know, it's like, oh, no, that was someone else's joke.
Yeah, I guess.
Has that ever happened to you? Like, you panicked on stage, like, you paused, your mind went blank as you're going through.
No.
That's never your mind has never went blank?
Oh, it went blank, but I never grabbed anyone else. I didn't.
Well,
actually,
no, not anybody
I
else.
Could see
but
it
do, like, a panic joke, like, zipping out, you know, this, the.
Usually, if I haven't told a couple of my shorter jokes and I've lost my train of thought and I can't remember, I'll just say, you guys think homeless people get knock-knock jokes? And then everyone seems to laugh at that.
It's a palate cleanser.
And they're like, ha-ha. And I was like, because I tried to tell another day. And then they've forgotten that I forgot. And sometimes if you forget, and I notice that comics probably do this, or else they just act like it to use it as a tool, but they'll just stand there and, like, look at the audience.
The awkward look.
And then people will laugh.
Mm-hmm.
Like they were doing that to
get Harlan Williams, a classic guy.
And he's like, I haven't really even done anything yet. And they're, like, laughing. He's like, what are you guys laughing? Because you're looking at us funny. We're waiting for you to say something.
I heard an interview with Andrew Dice Clay one time. And he was a... He did...
Ho!
When he was younger, he grew up in L.A., I think. Or maybe... I can't remember what is going on. But he was a performer at an early age. He did John Travolta. And some Elvis and stuff.
Oh, you do like Vinnie Barb, like impersonations?
Yeah, and because he would get laughs and he would get work doing that. And then, when he was first coming around and getting the Dice, persona going on, he put on the jacket and put on a cigarette. And I think this was like the first time he went out there. He went out there and the reactions that he got from the people, he just ended up just standing up there, not saying anything, and just kind of, like, doing his moves.
Right.
For, like, 30-minute set.
Like, getting out a cigarette and getting his lighter out, and we're going, oh!
Yeah. And so, it worked for him. You can hate on Andrew Dice Clay all you want, but, I mean, he was the rock star of his generation as far as comics go.
Oh, yeah.
You know, as big as Eddie Murphy. yeah. probably at the time of that.
For a shorter period of time. Of
sure,
course,
but. Sure. But as far as like selling out shows and being huge like that, I mean, he was living that lifestyle.
Right.
For sure.
Yeah. Well.
But yeah, definitely. And then I don't know.
And he's kind of not really making a comeback, but he's doing stuff still.
He was on an HBO show recently, wasn't he? He was on Entourage, I think.
Yeah, and I think he has another special coming out or something, and he's touring as a stand-up as well. Yeah. So I think after a while, it always comes back around. Like Gallagher, he was at Bridgetown, and I didn't know he was such a blatant homophobe.
Oh, he's very conservative now. He's a political comic, I do believe.
Yeah. So like you've heard me mention the name several times on the plugs of Xander DeVoe, a comic from Portland. Well, he's gay, openly gay, and they had a picture of something going on at Bridgetown where they're sitting at the table together.
I want to stop you right now, but how many older brothers does he have?
I'd like to find out.
All right.
He's only 22, so he might have some older brothers. I don't know.
So they're setting up a table, him and Gallagher.
Well, they're sitting there, and I didn't get to see any of the actual footage. I just saw some pictures, but then people were posting, look how uncomfortable Gallagher looks because he's sitting there with Xander DeVoe, who's making openly gay comments and saying that he looked uncomfortable, and he's sitting there, he's kind of looking down, and then someone's like, no, he's looking at Xander's beautiful cock is what he's looking at. Mm-hmm. And he had a jacket that said Gallagher on it, and someone posted, he has his name on his jacket because nobody knows who he is because he doesn't look like Gallagher. I mean, he's got short hair, bald, mustache, all gray, you know. I don't know if you've seen him recently, but he doesn't.
He looks like an older Gallagher. Not quite the head of hair.
Right. First I saw the picture and I was like, who's that old dude? And then I looked at the caption and I go, oh, that is Gallagher, isn't it? But yeah.
Why did he need to take an agenda?
I don't know. Why can't he just smash watermelons?
Exactly. Stick to what you're good at, telling hacky jokes, because that's what he did, right? He told hacky jokes.
Yeah.
Sea trees, I'm out here watermelon smashing.
Yeah.
He'd be smashing all sorts of stuff.
I mean, he was doing that in the 70s.
Yeah.
Late 70s, where he even did a watermelon smash to try to make Frank Zappa laugh on Make Me Laugh.
I would probably watch a 15-minute show on Adult Swim of him smashing stuff.
Really?
Well, it'd be better than him being what he, a right-wing comic.
Yeah. I haven't heard any of his material to know if he's actually infusing that into it, whether it's funny or not.
I don't know. I don't know.
I heard some fat chicks were all up in arms about.
I'm surprised they could get him up there.
Josh Finch and Abercrombie,
mm-hmm.
they released a statement said that they don't want overweight people wearing their clothes or working at their store.
Well, then don't hire them.
They're not. They're making the statement so they
don't make a shirt larger than small.
I don't think they do. And now all the tubby chicks are like, fuck those guys. Like, why fuck them? Because you didn't wear their shit anyway because they don't make shit big enough for you.
I know. Why would you want to support them?
And now I come to find out.
Why would
you
want to support them if that's how they feel?
That Japan recently passed a law that it's against the law to be overweight. It's not a big thing over there.
Yeah, because they got to have their sex slaves.
So what? Sumo wrestlers aren't allowed? Aren't they from Japan? All sumo.
I don't think they're considered people. I think they're considered gods.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Or at least demigods.
Okay, I did not know that.
Yeah.
I'm Johnny Carson. That's wacky stuff. Wacky, wild stuff. I did not know that.
Yeah.
Hi-yo!
Mm-hmm.
We got some birthdays here if you want to hear about them.
All right.
We skipped them on Wednesday because we had a full agenda.
Mm-hmm.
But I just wanted to go back a couple days and wish a happy birthday to Seth Putnam. Rest in peace. Dead singer from Anal Cunt. Would have been 45 on Wednesday.
Moment of silence.
Yep. And Brian Eno. That was a short moment, but it's a big enough moment. And Ahmet Zappa had a birthday on Wednesday. 39. Way younger than I thought he was.
Yeah.
All right. So here we go. Celebrity birthdays for today, Friday, May 17th. I believe this man has passed away as well. I know for a fact he is, but I'm going to include him anyway because he's one of my favorite actors. Dennis Hopper.
Nice.
Would have been 77 today.
Hoppa.
Bill Bruford. You know that dude?
Sounds like a comedian.
Well, he's a drummer. Yes. Or something like that. EL.
Oh, okay.
Something. One of those bands. 64. Another Bill today. Bill Paxton. Now, he's way older than I thought he was. How old do you think Bill Paxton is?
62.
Game over, man. Wow, 58. You overshot. For some reason, I thought he was, like, I don't know, younger. Yeah. Bob Saget, also birthday today.
52.
57.
Whoa!
Yeah, way older.
It's Bob!
Paul Di'Anno. Original singer from Iron Maiden.
All right, he would be 62.
He's a youngster as well, 54.
Wow, was he like 13 when he sang with them?
I think he was 19.
Wow.
Yeah. And you don't need to keep in mind that I go from oldest to youngest on these lists. So we're at 54 now, so we're going next guy, Craig Ferguson, which is kind of funny, but I've met a lot of people recently that really like him and really think that he's really funny. Do you think he's really funny?
Who?
Craig Ferguson.
I like him.
I mean, would you watch an hour special of him and think he's funny?
Oh, well, his show is like an hour special every night.
Well, I know, but he has guests and whatnot. But
yeah, but it's mostly him just going off the cuff.
Yeah,
that's what I like about it. And you know, he's stupid.
Yeah,
funny. He's got that robot and that horse.
Yeah, he used to have like a little skeleton robot guy or something.
He does.
He's got it.
Yeah, it's okay. It's his sidekick.
That's his Ed McMahon.
And then he's got that horse now. Have you seen the horse?
I haven't watched it for about
a year. It's like one of those two guys in a horse costumes, but I think it's just one guy and he just sits like with one of those half doors like a horse barn, and he just kind of nods his head and they ask him questions and they say hi to him and stuff. And
yeah,
it's like some girl horse because it's got like eyelashes.
That's cool.
Fucking goofy.
Right,
I think it's good in its time slot.
And so I'm going to give him a little extra, another shot, because I kind of shy away from English humor. I don't know why. Maybe it's the accent, but like a lot of people rave about Eddie Izzard.
I'm not a big fan. I can't get it.
I've been watching a bunch of Comedy Centrals. I've set my DVR to record all.
He's big in the cross-dressing community.
Yeah, kind of community. The late night Comedy Central presents, which are old ones, new ones, whatever. And every once in a while, it's like some English bloke. Can't remember the one guy's name. Alan Cummings, maybe.
That's the guy from X-Men.
Oh, all right. But yeah, I don't know if it's just their point of view or if it's their goofy accent that makes me not want to listen to them, but don't get a lot from them. But Craig Ferguson, 51 today. Now, these next two gentlemen have worked together recently on the Sound City thing. Trent Reznor and Josh Homme both share a birthday today.
Wow.
17th. Now, Trent, I'll give you a clue, is 8 years older than Josh Homme. Josh Homme, younger than I thought he was.
36.
For who?
Josh.
Well, you are, every time I say that I think, yeah, he's 40. I thought he was like.
Josh is 40?
I thought he was my age. But he was 16 on the first Caius album.
Wow.
Because you got to think, that was 1990.
Yeah.
So that was 23 years ago. So yeah, he was 16.
That motherfucker.
I know, that motherfucker. And Trent Reznor, 48 today. So.
He's got a head like a hole.
Yeah, he does. But yeah, happy birthday to all you motherfuckers. I know none of you are listening, but I just figured you listeners, I just include you.
I believe it is Kim's birthday as well. Happy birthday to Kim.
Oh,
I don't think she listens.
No, probably not. I think I saw that, and I was looking up some friends' Facebook birthdays, and there was another one, but I can't recall. And I, for some reason, didn't write them down. But anyway, happy birthday to anyone who's listening who was born today on May 17th. God damn it, stop it.
Some celebrity deaths.
Do it. Who died now?
Ray Harryhausen, who's 92.
My favorite actor.
Filmmaker best known for his special effects work in Mighty Joe Young, Jason and the Argonauts.
You Argonaut.
He got into special effects in 1933 when he saw King Kong for the first time.
Wow. Special effects in 1933 must have been pretty...
King Kong, the original.
I know, but they were pretty limited.
Yeah.
Compared to today.
Yeah.
Okay, give me someone.
Margaret Groening.
Oh, yeah, I heard about, and I read her obituary, which was very interesting. Did you read it?
I did not.
Well, check this fucking shit out. Her dad's name was Homer. Her sister's name were Patty and Selma.
Really?
And all of Matt Groening's cousins and stuff were Lisa and Maggie and... There was a bunch, man. There was a bunch, and they were all not
Which Simpson. One of his uncles is the base of Groundskeeper Willie?
I don't know. That guy seems to me like he's based on the groundskeeper from Central Inn. With, when I was in Central Inn High School, we had a groundskeeper named Willie with a long beard, but it wasn't red, and he didn't talk like with an accent.
But did he live in the shed?
He may have. I don't know, but it was he was kind of the scary looking. Get off here! I'm mowing these lawns.
You know what's weird is looking back at like grade school janitors. Like how weird they were when you look back at them.
I know.
Like just think my grade school, I never went on this trip, and I think I was kind of jealous at the time. But the janitor was known for each summer he would take a group of the kids out camping at his place, like outdoors. Weird for one.
Yeah.
But there's a story that he would always have he had a petrified dinosaur turd.
That could be worth some money.
But I think what he was showing them, looking back, was he was showing them his penis.
Oh, look at my stomach tumor.
Yep.
Look, I got some gum in my pocket. Dano fooled me. He had a hole in his pocket.
Yeah, the gum.
He pulled his balls out of his pocket and said, man, I got gum in my pocket. And I'm like squinting to look at it.
Yep.
He's like, dude, you're looking at my balls, son. He called me son.
Yeah. Well, if you're looking at somebody's balls, they have the right
to call you son.
Yeah. Jean Cooper was an actress in...
Jean or yeah. Jean?
Jean. Jean or Gianni.
Gianni Cooper.
And Young and the Restless. I know you're a big fan.
She's very restless now. Or wait, she's old and dead.
Octavio Missoni. Founder of Missoni Fashion, famous for its zigzag pattern clothing and swimwear.
Did you know that Toby Lugo's name is whatever you said?
Octavio? Wow. Octavio Lugo?
I believe so.
Dude, that's awesome.
Yeah, but he goes by Toby.
Andrew Simpson, Olympic gold medalist in men's sailing.
Was his dad named Homer, too?
Might be.
His daughter survived by his daughter Lisa and Maggie. Simpson. Jeff, I wonder if he's related to Jeff Simpson.
This is one close to home. Alex Raveo, star tennis player for U of O. He went 21-8 in his junior year with the Ducks.
In the 70s?
Yeah.
Wow. Good job.
I don't know if it was the 70s or not. Didn't say how old he was. Chuck Muncy from the NFL. Billy Sol Estes, an American businessman known for his involvement in agriculture scandals.
I'm glad he's dead.
Some famous hairdresser and Joyce Brothers.
What?
Yeah, you didn't hear about that?
No,
she's
I did
dead
not.
Last night or earlier this week at the age of 85.
Wow.
I would have still done her at 84. Not at 85.
Every time I think of Dr. Joyce Brothers, I think of Rosanna Dana. Gilda Radner doing a Saturday Night Live skit. She's all, and there I am in the sauna, and who do I see? Joyce Brothers. And she's got this big old ball of sweat hanging right off the end of her nose, and I'm thinking to myself, Joyce Brothers, shake that thing off there. I'm going to flick it off of my finger. Jane Curtin cuts in. Roseanne, stop! How did it go from a letter from a guy in Fallon, New Jersey, the fucking sweat dripping off of Joyce Brothers' nose. It's a classic bit.
I'll have to check that
Do you
out.
Eat a lot of tacos?
Tacos?
Do you like tacos? Do you eat tacos?
Sure, I like tacos.
Do you wait on Tuesdays and just have, because they get a good deal?
I like a good Taco Tuesday special, but yeah. Sometimes I go with the hard taco. Sometimes I go with the soft taco.
There's a crazy Floridian story about a Florida restaurant.
People shouldn't eat tacos over there unless Cubans don't eat tacos, do they?
Would you pay $35 for one taco?
No.
No?
No, not unless it...
What if it was made from African lion meat? $35 one taco.
Is there any horse in it?
Well, it doesn't say, but it says Taco Fusion in Tampa, which previously gained attention for tacos filled with beaver and otter meat, has recently raised controversy again by using African lion meat for its latest menu item.
Yeah, they're known for using exotic meats.
Yeah, Taco Fusion. I thought the lion was good, said customer Lee Wiener. His name is Wiener.
Yeah.
It didn't taste too gamey to me. very similar to steak. However, others said that I don't really like that at all.
Mm-hmm.
We have people who just sit on their couch and just want to go online and say things and be hurtful and make threats, said the owner. If you don't like it, don't eat it.
Well, the whole controversy is it's an endangered species.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, what he says is these animals are raised for meat.
But is that true?
Well, if an animal's endangered, why is somebody raising them for meat rather than not raising them for to preserve?
Yeah, maybe they could buy a male and a female.
But
lion.
I don't know if you could ever like take a lion born in captivity and then try to put him out in the wild. I don't know if he would ever possibly be able to have those instincts. You know what I'm saying?
I think they're born in pretty naturally.
Yeah, but you know, like sometimes you try to put something in there and then they're not used to like having to fight for their territory or whatever. And
right.
They get mauled.
Or fighting for their right to party.
Mm-hmm. But they are king of the jungle.
What's on the stage?
King of the jungle.
Speaking of king of the jungle, Hans.
Hans the CD player. It's always something cool.
But it should be fucking Slayer, because I don't think he's listened to Slayer since Jeff died.
Ah, but he will on June 2nd when he comes in the studio and we play it for him.
Yeah. Listen to this, dick. Okay, now, whoa, I was listening to this maybe last season. I'd like to go back and check because this was in my tape player when I was on a tape gig. I was listening to tapes. Hans is listening to Godflesh, Street Cleaner.
Street Cleaner!
That's exactly how that song goes, too. No, it isn't. But yeah, good job, Hans, listening to some Godflesh. I was listening to all kinds of stuff, but I picked one that was most recent. It was Kiss, Dressed to Kill, from 1974.
You got the Dressats Kill!
And a lot of those songs sound very similar to each other. Huh. Like, I couldn't... it's been a while since I listened to it, and the song started, I was like, wait. Because I'm listening to 6 discs on random.
Uh-huh.
So it'll play a Kiss song, and then it'll play whatever, and then it'll play maybe right back to Kiss. But, like, wait. Didn't it already play this song? Oh, no, wait. It's really close, but it's a little bit different. So maybe they were just, like, pumping out songs because it was their second album, and they had to, like, get another record out real quick or something, but... I don't know. Still a great album.
You had
love that record.
Something in there that really was offbeat, though.
Oh, and some of my collections of 6?
Yeah, what was that last collection of 6 that you had?
There was a Modest Mouse in there, I think.
There was a Modest Mouse, and then it went to something crazy on the second one. Like, I was trying to picture going from Modest Mouse to the second one. And you always got a stage one in there. A Zappa stage.
Well, or some Zappa. I've got all my CDs in sections of sorts. Like, I got a thrash metal section. I got a Zappa section. I got, like, a classic rock section. I got, like, an alternative heavy metal section. I got, like, a punk section. I got, like, a local demo section.
What do you do with, like, the new Alice in Chains where it's kind of metal and kind of alternative? Do you have to buy 2 copies?
No, I kind of have a metal alternative area.
Whoa, dude, you are a subgenre to the genre.
Yeah, and it includes bands anywhere from, like, Queens of the Stone Age to, like, Rage Against the Machine or even, like, Helmet. You know, just anything that's kind of radio-ish but still harder that I kind of like. Smashing Pumpkins, I have one of their CDs. But so anyway, I try to pick one CD from like each.
Alternative metal's pretty wide expanding.
So I like to pick one from the thrash metal area and one from the Frank Zappa area. And one, I got about 6 areas. But sometimes they'll all seem like all metal because there's a thrash metal area. And then like my punk area has a couple... It's just up to me. Wherever I put it is where they are, you know. Some of them I'd like to buy, too.
Do you ever listen to classical?
No, I have a few CDs, but I haven't for a long time. I guess it was you were probably thinking of going from Modest Mouse to Butt Trumpet.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
And then to Toe Tag and then to Cheap Trick.
Yeah. Yeah, it was the Modest Mouse to the Butt Trumpet.
Yeah.
And there is... Oh, I lost it.
Damn it. You ever have that happen to you guys where you're just talking and then someone brings up something else and then you forget what you're saying?
Nobody even brought up anything else.
I think I did, but...
No, I had the thought for only 2 seconds.
It's fucking awesome, dude. You're getting better.
Yeah.
Pretty soon you'll be completely Alzheimer'd out.
Yeah.
How many Zymers do you have?
One.
I've got all of them. I've got all the Zymers that you can use.
Ever. I was trying to think of anything that I was listening to, but I don't think I was. Oh, I was listening to some Tom Topics
at TomTopic.com. You should go check that out. Like, we're ready to wrap up this Friday, I believe. And yeah, go to Tom Topic or go to iTunes.com and download some of the newest episodes of Tom Topic. Hot Topics with Tom Topic.
Review the show because I'm going to do...
Hopefully it'll be like new and noteworthy.
I'm going to do Sundays. I'm going to do Sunday in Review, where I read a review on...
Of your own topics?
A review of the Tom Topic show from iTunes. This will be Sunday in Review.
Yeah. And I mention this guy a lot, former Tape Nose, John Manning, good friend of mine. He's got... Well, I wouldn't say I love it, but it's kind of like the Seth Milstein analogy of Dustin Gatchel. I love the way his mind works. Well, I like the way his mind works. He's crazy, dude. He's fucking crazy, but he's got some funny shit. And so we sit around and smoke weed and watch videos and like talk about stuff. And it's just a lot of comedy gold. And a lot of time I'm just not into writing it down or recording it. But now, since we have this new addition to the Tagcast Studios, and I'm going to have an extra recorder that I can take with me, we might have some, maybe the Farmer Tape Knows podcast. I don't know if we'll call it that, but maybe some short segments with Farmer John Tape Knows.
I myself, I'm kind of, and this was actually a topic I wanted to talk about.
Because I've wanted him on the show, but it's hard to get him over here.
Mm-hmm.
So if I can take the recorder to him.
I'm kind of like... Just the tag of podcast. I think it's almost too narrow. I think show.
Tag?
You know?
What do you mean?
Show? No, not, I mean, just in general, like, do you know? Because nobody knows what a podcast is still to this day.
Hopefully with the Marin show, because that was one of the first things he said. Do you guys know what a podcast is? He's like, I do a podcast out of my garage. You don't even know what that is. I've been on Conan like 46 times. You don't know who I am.
Yeah. But so... I was talking to Seth and Dylan. You were off getting some pizza last week, and we were talking about you.
Sweet.
But, and then, no. But I was asking them, like, what they thought as far as the Tagcast and how we could expand our listener base.
Now, I almost mentioned this earlier in the episode because you mentioned it to me in passing. We were talking about not, like, changing our format, but... Were you going to mention what they mentioned on the air?
Oh, yeah. They were talking about because we are...
avid 420ers.
We smoke a lot during the episode, and it's a big part of our show, I guess. I mean, so I never think of it as that from a listener's perspective because I
smoke. Well, they hear us smoking
and
coughing.
You know, I mean, it's just what I do.
It's just what I do. They talk about us maybe catering towards the stoner crowd.
Becoming more 420 oriented. And we talked about that in the past, like, you know, maybe putting a pot leaf on our little pitcher.
Yeah, and maybe when we talk about stuff, have segments about tips on how to grow the better varieties of medicinal marijuana or, you know.
Or what whatever. If we could open up the show and say, hey, everybody's 420 somewhere.
Yeah.
Or maybe we could just have, maybe what if every episode was episode 420?
That'd be funny. Kind of.
It would be funny for that week that we did it.
Yeah, we already did that. That's right. Tagcast did it.
So
everybody's trying to think of something to do, and they're like, let's do this. Yeah. Tagcast did it.
Maybe a pot segment. Or this is the last one I thought of. This is really the last idea I had. If we changed our name to Pot Leaf and Joint. One of us would be Pot Leaf and one of us would be Point and Joint.
It would be the Pagecast podcast.
Yeah.
Podcast.
No, it would be the Jap, the Joint and Pot Leaf.
The Japcast podcast.
The Japcast.
Japcast podcast, and we get new Japanese listeners. Yeah. Oh, the Japcast! I like Japcast.
Podcast has got to be taken.
Oh, it's got to be. But if it was just the Japcast podcast,
yeah,
podcast,
yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe. What if we did the? What do we change it to the Tagcast podcast?
Without telling anybody. It's just a podcast. But
we changed Monday to Monday without telling anyone.
Yeah. And we changed it to comedy show without telling anybody.
So here and there.
Yeah. So, yeah, let us know what you listeners think, especially the constant listeners. Hans, I know you could care less about a pot show, but maybe you could live vicariously through us.
Well, we just want to know. We're looking for ideas on how to expand our listener base.
We want to dominate.
You know? Where's our target market? Because we're running, we don't know.
Where's our target market? It's just over at the mall. Just a few blocks away.
I hope so.
The local Target market. That's where I buy all my goods. At
really?
Target.
What was the last thing you bought at Target?
I can't even remember because I was lying. I don't really go there very often. Probably the last thing I bought there was nothing. I don't even remember. My wife goes there sometimes to buy stupid shit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like stupid shit, so I don't buy it. Love you, honey, if you're listening. I know you love your stupid shit, and it's fine.
Last thing I bought at Target was a bag of those chips. What were they? Chicken and...
Ooh, the wavy?
Yeah, chicken, garlic...
Like
sea salt,
roasted
garlic and sea salt. That's
what those were good. I'm gonna have to seek some of those out. I think
those were good with later on. I had them with the chili con queso, the Tostitos, dude, and that bag
didn't last long. No,
nope. Not with that and those. Net, dude, you could put chili con queso on anything.
That's right.
I put it on
peanut butter sandwiches.
I put it on an ashtray full of cigarette butts and I eat it.
That's good. That's a good recycling.
Yeah.
It's pretty gross though.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Also, yeah, when you go to iTunes and check out Hot Topics with Tom Topic, check us out. Give us a little review. If you haven't rated us yet at iTunes, and even if you don't listen at iTunes and you have it, just go there and rate us real quick. Tagcast Podcast.
I still find
comedy
I've been
show.
Asking people, and nobody has iTunes.
Who has iTunes?
I don't know anybody with iTunes.
Seth Milstein.
Who are these people?
He has iTunes.
It's like the goddamn Backstreet Boys are selling 5 million copies, but nobody has it.
Yeah.
Everybody's on iTunes, and just nobody has it.
They just search for shows and then go to the website of the show and then download it, which I guess maybe that's like buying merch from the band. We talked about that last week.
Yeah.
I'd rather buy merch from the band. I'd rather download the podcast directly. I don't know what iTunes gets out of someone downloading someone else's
podcast.
We get
a little bit of a rating, I think.
Oh.
We get maybe an increase of a...
Yeah, you fuckers. Go to iTunes. There. Go to iTunes and listen to us once. Yeah. I know that.
I don't know how many listens the cheeseburger has gotten to get the new news and noteworthy, but I think that works on reviews.
Ah, I think if they get all good reviews and it's a brand new show.
Yeah, I think we're past that. I think we have a hard time too because I mean the comedy slot's pretty fucking full.
Oh yeah, it's big.
Yeah,
every comedian and every non-comedian has a podcast. Except for the people who don't know what podcasts are. And then once you find out what one is, you're like, fuck, I can do that. I'm doing that.
Dude, I'm going to start a What's the Podcast cast.
Oh, what?
And then everyone's going to start with What's a Podcast? And then I have to try to explain to them what a podcast is in a way that they'll understand it, and it will probably never work.
Yeah. What the Podcast. That's WTP.
Yep.
With Park Perrin.
That'd be a beautiful name too. So maybe like with Part Parrot.
Part Parrot. he's 100% human, but his name is Part Parrot.
I'm all human. I'm Part Parrot.
Come out to my show and listen to my What's the Podcast. Also check out SickDaddy.com for the radio programming of heavy metal and rock.
SickDaddyRadio.com.
Sorry, SickDaddyRadio.com.
So you said?
I didn't. I said SickDaddy.com.
I don't know what I said.
You said SickDaddyRadio.com.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and also all those other places, VHMF, VFMF.org, TerryGuile.com.
30poundtest.com.
Dude's chilling.
They got some shows coming up I just put up there on the 30-pound test site. They're now sponsored by Knucklehead Strings.
Sweet.
Along with Clayton picks.
And Sumerian Records will be taking a look at them if they go past this Battle of the Bands coming up on the 20th. They'll get to play at the Mayhem Festival and have a chance of maybe getting signed to a small label or whatnot. So.
Yeah, listen to the sickdaddyradio.com and you might win tickets to Intronaut. I bought 2 tickets to the Intronaut Earth to Ashes. You know the other guys playing? There's a
Yeah, you guys will have to listen to the plugs afterwards.
Yeah, and then you can win those there, which is awesome.
Intronaut. Dude, Intronaut is an awesome band. Domesticide played with those guys.
Yeah. Have you heard much of the Earth to Ashes EP or anything like that?
No, I caught a bit of them at a show at the Dixie or somewhere one time, and they seemed pretty good. Awesome.
Yeah, Tony Hahn Studios where they had. I was really impressed not only with their great songs, but their great song production on the EP, Tony Hahn Studios.
Excellent. Check those guys out. Check everybody out.
Yeah.
Check us out, tagcastpodcast.com. Click on our Amazon link. Go do some shopping or something. You can get a nice Tascam recorder at a good price right now.
Oh, yeah.
If you want to start your own podcast.
It rotates daily.
Oh, yeah.
The next day I bought it at 115, and the next day it was 158.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Damn. That's cool. And then the next day it was 98, and you're like, fuck.
I would buy another one for that.
Oh, because it's still 250 normally or something, 200?
200. I think the normal standard rate, like Guitar Center, is like 199.
Yeah, and if there's any comics out there who want to get good recordings, like Nathan Brannon recently recorded his debut CD, and he was looking for some way to record out of the board and with a room mic, this takes care of that because there's room mics on
it. Tascam DR40, it's pretty much a 4-channel. It has 2 XLR inputs on the bottom, and it has 2 stereo mics that you can change the XY position.
Yeah, they're swivel.
And you can record a safety track in case you're inside some wind or something like that. People use it as an independent movie recorder.
Yeah, for the soundtrack.
Sound.
Yeah.
And
like a boom mic.
It's a great thing. And even if you're looking a smaller one, the DR05, is like $80. You can get it as low as that, and it's perfect for going and recording your set, putting it up there, and
here's a question: if you were to use this like with a boom mic for like a sound guy for a TV recording or a movie, and you were recording into the mic and through the speakers, now can you post mix those to where the room mic is quieter than the original? Would you have to put it into a mixing program?
I'm not sure. I haven't gotten enough to play around with it. I'm pretty sure it puts it on separate tracks.
Yeah, and that way you could turn one down.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, because I know that it has that safety track feature on the DR40. To where you can record a second track at the same time up to 12 decibels less.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you're worried about possibly clipping, you can record another one at a lower rate and then, you know, use post-production to raise it up. So I know it can record the 2 tracks separately there. So I think it's a full 4-track recorder, I think that.
Yeah, it would be awesome for recording audio for short films and videos and stuff like that because you could hook the mic in, like I said, to the boom. Also have the external mics on to where, like, if someone's far away and yells something at you, or if someone's walking up and you want to hear their feet on the gravel, to where you don't have to do a lot of folly work.
And it's the perfect size, too, that, you could put some batteries in it and break out the fanny pack.
Yeah.
You know, you could
Man
be self-contained right there. You can hook up one of those old 70s mics to it, you know, to where you got the long thing, and you're just walking around with one of those on the street and just talking to people if
also
that's what
good,
you're into,
for,
and then just fucking pay $5, start a podcast.
Good for recording bands as well, as you
it
can
is.
Directly from the board and a room mic, because a lot of times the board will be too dry. You'll get a lot of bass drums and a lot of vocals, and you could mix those with the room. It just would be awesome. So I don't know why we're plugging this so much, because we got it, I guess.
Yeah, well, if anybody, you know, is interested in doing a show, it's...
Yeah, and you could go through
that. There's not really that much to it if you know the equipment to have, and, you know, as most of the people we know pretty much have the equipment to do it.
Yep.
You know, a mixer and a way to record to MP3 and
if it's something you're interested in, one of these little Tascam recorders or whatever brand you choose, just make sure if we gave you the idea, go to tagcastpodcast.com and then click on the Amazon link and then do your shopping because we'll get a little kickback.
Yeah. Especially maybe I'll put up a little banner for little podcasting tools on there or something.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the ticket.
Yeah.
So yeah, thanks you guys for listening on this Friday. The sun's still been out a little bit, so you guys should get out there and soak up some vitamin D.
Good, I'm going to.
Who do we got on the show next week? Do you remember?
Westy and Debbie, I do believe, are scheduled, but I haven't reached out to them to confirm. And then the week after that, I do believe, is Superfan. Making a return.
Sweet. I'm going to try to get an interview with the infamous Farmer Tape Nose for next week.
Right on. And then the week after that, Hans and Pat coming in. That's
Holy
only like 3 weeks
shit.
Away, people.
Oh, yeah. Pat texted me the other day, unprompted.
Oh, yeah? Did he?
He said his kids are going to be living in my town within a couple weeks, and he'd wish that I could, like, keep an eye out. Keep an eye on them. Keep an eye out for him. I said, you know I will, brother.
Yeah. Yeah. So don't let him cross the street. That's a busy, dangerous street, man. No. Make sure they're looking both ways.
And I can't be letting his daughter buy weed from people that I don't know.
That's true.
See you guys.
Rock on.
Later. Hey, all you taggots. What's going on? I'm going to tell you, and then you're going to go do it. Lots of good shows coming up in the form of comedy, rock, and heavy metal. May 16th. At Lucky's in Eugene, Oregon, it's Uznia, Ninth Moon Black, and Dirt Clod Fight. Best bartender in town working down there, Joshua Finch. Eugene, Oregon, at Lucky's. May 17th, up in Portland, at the Analog Cafe, it's the Slayer tribute band Live Undead, paying tribute to fallen hero Jeff Hanneman. Spawn and the Suppression will be playing as well. The next night, May 18th, you got a couple choices up in Portland. Tormentium, Panzer God, Dead Conspiracy, and Infernus is playing at Rocher. Some good black metal there. That's up in Portland. Also, at the Wonder Ballroom the same night, Cannibal Corpse, Napalm Death, Immolation, Cretan, Beyond Creation, and Magruder Grind. I don't want to miss that. I'm hoping that I don't. Depends on my funds, but if you guys want to send me $20, I'll go for sure. May 20th. At the Hawthorne Theater, it's a Monday night. It's a Headbang for the Highway for the Mayhem lineup. It's a battle of the bands. The winner gets to play on one of the stages at the Mayhem Tour. Our buddies in 30 Pound Test are in that, as well as Nemesis, Toxic Zombie, MRSA, not from Albany MRSA, Portland MRSA, American Roulette, Heathen Shrine, American Overdose, and a couple other bands that I can't really pronounce. Hawthorne Theater, May 20th, it's a Monday, $13 in advance, $15 at the door. May 28th, Bolt Thrower and Benediction with Portland Crust Gods Hellshock at the Star Theater in Portland. May 31st, it's Uznia again in Portland, this time at the Ash Street Saloon with Norska, Bellwitch, and Bastard Feast. And if that doesn't float your boat, head on over to the Hawthorne Theater. Also in Portland for Fear Factory, Hate Eternal, The Lotus, and Cobra with a K. That's also May 31st. June 1st, Lamb of God, Decapitated in Terror at the Roseland Theater up in Portland. June 4th, Intronaut with Scale the Summit, Earth to Ashes, and The Odious.
Listen to Sick Daddy Radio to find out how to win tickets to that show.
Do you do that? All right. That's June 4th, Intronaut, Scale the Summit, Earth the Ashes, and The Odious, Hawthorne Theater. June 8th, Albumpalooza 2, fundraiser for local charity with Strange Dichotomy, The Milestoners, Apophis Theory, Bikini, American Roulette, and Ed to Shred. It's at the Riverside Community Theater in Albany. Also that night up in Portland, World of Lies, Necryptic, Damage Overdose, and Hyborian Rage at Katie O'Brien's. June 13th, we've got Tracy Morgan at the Newmark Theater in Portland. June 14th, that's a Friday, Pantsless Comedy Show with Mike McGowan hosting at Cornucopia in Eugene. I will be performing a feature set there. The headliner is to be announced, as well as the opener. June 20th, Pauly Shore at the Wow Hall. July 3rd, Rockstar Mayhem Festival with a bunch of crappy bands like Five Finger Death Punch. But we got some good ones like Mastodon, Amon Amarth, and maybe Rob Zombie, if that's your kind of thing. It's July 3rd at the White River Amphitheater in Auburn, Washington. And then July 18th, Black Flag without Henry Rollins at the Hawthorne Theater with Good For You and Piggy. Finally on my list, July 20th, 6 Feet Under, Decrepit Birth, Cannabis Corpse. Not Cannibal Corpse. That's at the Hawthorne Theater as well in the middle of July. So we're way down the line there. Tune back in next week for an updated list of plugs. And after you get home from doing all this fun stuff, you can come listen to the TagCast podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, or TagCastPodcast.com. Solo, solo, solo.